The smells of meat and vegetables fill the kitchen at Haven House as volunteers Kenneth Brewer and Jackie Adams bend down to peer into the oven.
Now I'm finna double check this jambalaya here and make sure that we on the right track.
Kenneth peels back the foil on the large pan of rice, sausage, roasted chicken, onions, and red and green peppers.
I have to keep the aluminum foil closing tight on it. About another 15 minutes will be good, so you want to hit a light stir on it.
Kenneth and Jackie attend Morning Star Church in Lansing. The church has been helping prepare meals for Haven House for a couple of years now, on the second Saturday of every month.
Looks good to me.
Oh, yeah. You know, we tried to create a meal that we would actually cook at home ourselves.
Right.
A wholesome meal, full, make sure we keep the kids in mind and stuff like that.
Haven House is a shelter that helps homeless families with children prepare for permanent housing. Every night, the shelter provides a dinner for residents, which is always cooked by volunteers.
But actually, we come up with the ideas. I like to give them something real different, you know. So it may say, I never ate this before. I'm from down south, so basically there's a lot of down south cooking, you know. Yeah.
A lot of soul in it. And a lot of love. We put a lot of love in our food. That's what makes it good.
Kenneth says Jackie is the one who first had the idea for Morning Star to volunteer at Haven House.
Just wanted to reach out and help others. You know, that's what we're supposed to do as Christians. And we are, like we said, we're representing our church. And we're supposed to feed those that are hungry and help the sick and the elderly. And so that's what we wanted to do.
She says it's especially important to reach out during the holiday season, and she urges everyone to think of how they can give back.
It's better to give than to receive, you know, and everybody, this time of year, there's something that's going to spark you to think of something sad, you know, and we just want to give joy and happiness to everybody. So I'd say, just out of the kindness of your heart, just as you have received, why don't you give?
Kenneth agrees. He does it to give back, but also because it cheers him up.
When I leave here, I'm going to tell you, I leave here, no matter how I come in, I come out always feeling better than I came in. Believe me.
He invites anyone to join them to experience it for themselves.
You don't have to be from our church. Anybody can come in and volunteer. If you're just sitting around, bored. A lot of people get bored. A lot of people get depressed. You know, hey, how I beat that? I come here. You understand? You just come on in every second Saturday of the month from 3 o'clock.
From 3:30 to
5:30-ish and stuff. Couple hours. Hey, it makes you feel good. You know, it fills you up, you know, like a big gold bowl of gumbo.
Gumbo for your heart, right, for your soul.
Right, you know.
If you'd like to join Jackie, Kenneth, and others who prepare meals at Haven House, go to WKAR.org to find volunteer information. For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.
Amen. Food is served, y'all. Enjoy.